What's up, boys and girls and everything in between? It's Bear with us. I'm Matt. She's Leah. And she is on one today, ladies and gentlemen.
What is that supposed to mean?
You know exactly what it means.
I really don't. Why don't you explain?
I can't accurately explain what it's like to be in your presence when you are in this kind of mood for an extended period. And by that, I mean from the moment I walked down the stairs this morning until right up to this very second, you're on one.
When you woke up this morning and you walked down the stairs, I was like, wow, good morning, my handsome man. You are so lovely. Let me lick your feet.
That is a lie. Literally,
no, that
everything
is not
about
a lie.
That was,
you when
didn't
you
even
came
say
down
good
the
morning,
stairs,
my handsome
I said,
man.
Get your fine ass over here and let me kiss that tush, remember?
No.
Oh,
because
my God.
That didn't
you
happen.
You have selective memory.
No, that's not true.
It's
I actually
okay.
Have...
I still love you.
This is going to be a long one.
I'm really sorry, you guys. I don't know why I'm in this mood.
It's not bad. It's
I'm
just
like,
it's a lot.
I'm just super hyper for some reason, even though I didn't really get a lot of sleep last night, and I had a killer workout. Shout out to CJ for kicking my ass today in the gym. I'm exhausted, but is over-exhaustion a thing? Where you
maybe,
get
delirium?
Energy? Delirium, yes. Yeah. Love that journey for me.
Okay, well, yeah, you're having a hell of a journey. I was just excited that I woke up after a highly entertaining game night.
We did. We had a game night last night, and it was fun.
And we kept it mildly responsible.
Yes.
I woke up sans hangover,
right?
Which is a success. Anytime I can do that at my
old age.
I was trying to think of a softer way to put that.
Mature.
But yes. Doesn't that suck when you get older and like you can't party like you once did?
It sure does. But you know what? That's why they invent the hangover pill.
Well, I didn't take one of those, so you cheated.
But I didn't even really drink that much. I had a couple drinks. I feel like totally... This morning I woke up fine. I was just tired because we went to bed at 1 a.m. and we normally are in bed by 7:30 p.m.
That's true.
So that's why I'm a little groggy today.
But it was worth it. It was a great time.
So
woke
much
up
fun.
Feeling good. Great times.
Cards Against Humanity. If you guys have never played that game, I suggest you turn this podcast off right now.
No.
Go to Target, get the game, and play it with your friends.
Well, you just gave them a free ad read, which, you know, that would have been a goal. But hey,
well,
I mean, who knows?
I mean, here's the thing. We love the game, so it
we
is
do.
What it is.
And if you're easily offended, then
don't
play
it. What are we doing today, babe?
We're going to try something a little different.
Yeah, something a little different, if you will. Even though you just said that.
We're going to journey into the old Bear With Us mailbag this
Here's
week.
Here's the mail.
Wait,
it never fails.
Oh
it makes
God.
Me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to, well, mail. I almost said drag my tail because I feel like I'm dragging ass today. That's why.
Holy
I feel you, Blue.
Look at this. That you just did what we call jumping the gun.
Oh.
But
hey,
we're fired.
What else were you
going
to
say? I was just going to explain the greatness that has been the official Bear With Us Pod email
bag. Explain it.
Which people have been using regularly and frequently, and we are very appreciative of. So, this week, rather than just talk about ourselves, we are going to loop you guys in on the conversation and answer a few of these here emails. We do it every week, but we're going to do a bunch of them today.
And we can actually get into the conversation rather than just the surface.
Right. That said, it is of the utmost importance that you drop us an email or a DM or
slide into my DMs, y'all.
Another conversation from another past episode, which you should go check out. But send us your questions. Send us your feedback. We are reading. We are listening. And today we are answering.
And there's no question that's too stupid.
I disagree strongly with
what?
That because
Come
I think
on.
There are some pretty damn stupid questions.
Because some people might be embarrassed to ask something, but you can stay anonymous. We're not going to put your email address out there or anything like that. Or you can make up an email address, like go on Gmail and make up an email if you don't want us to know who you are. It's totally cool. We'll answer whatever it is that you want to know. Because why not? That's why we're here.
There we go.
Question number one,
We're
honey.
Not going to have to deal with this voice for the entire episode,
yes,
are we?
Yes, we sure are.
Well, sorry. It's been Bear With Us. Goodbye forever.
Okay, you say that every time. No one's listening to your false threats anymore. Hey, hope you guys are doing well. I fell for my best friend when we first started hanging out a year ago. But right now she's into a different guy that lives a couple states away, but goes to her college. We just got back from a week vacation, just the two of us. Should I walk away to avoid getting totally hurt or wait and see how they play out? This has been eating at me for months.
This sounds like the perfect plot for a romantic comedy.
Totally. Such a good movie.
Just put Jason Biggs in there somewhere and we are set.
So what do you think?
To the person who wrote that email, I would say start dating other people and just see, because if there's any kind of inkling in her that she might be into you like that, it'll set off the alarms if she knows you're seeing somebody.
And you can't just sit and wait around and hope.
Correct.
I believe that if it's meant to be, it will be. You can't force it. And you're not going to sit around like some ding dong and just being like, oh, hope she comes back to me or hope she figures it out. No, you do you, boo. And if it's meant to be, it will be. But I also find it weird that they went on vacation together. Like, would you be weirded out if I went on vacation with a guy friend?
Yeah.
Just the two of us?
Absolutely, I would.
Right. That's a little. So to me, that means maybe there's a little something there on her end if she's going on vacation with you and didn't bring her boyfriend.
Yeah, it sounds like a real messy situation.
Yeah, it's a mess. So good luck with that. I don't envy you.
I love when you give that advice. I've noticed that's a recurring theme. Whenever you don't have the answer, you just go, yeah, screw you. Good luck.
No. If it's meant to be, it will be. And in the meantime, just do what you got to do. Question number two, honey.
I'm over it already.
Dose. The.
Oh my God, get to the question.
How should I go about talking to my girlfriend about my bi curiosity? I don't have any desire to cheat on her or leave her, but I feel like there's a side of me that I really want to explore. We've been dating for 3 years and have never talked about it. Thanks.
I don't know that I am the most qualified to answer this question, but I'll give it a shot. I would say that you owe it to yourself, if this is a serious relationship that you foresee lasting for some time.
Yeah, it's already been 3 years.
To have the conversation or at least breach the subject. I've never been in this situation, but I could see that being something that you could be hung up on for a long time.
Right.
And you could not be your best for your partner who you are with currently if you've always got this lingering thing. That said, you said you have no interest in cheating or stepping outside the relationship, which is good. But I think if it's something that's that important to you, then you at least should have the conversation. And if you guys are on the same page and compatible and going to be for a long time, she should be at least open to hearing it.
What you're feeling now, maybe this is something that you could be feeling for a long time, and you can't just hold that in because you're not being true to yourself. And at the end of the day, you have to be true to yourself before you can be true to anyone else. So if this is something you're interested in, you have to talk to her about it. And hopefully, if this is the girl that you want to be with forever and she wants to be with you, she'll understand. And if she doesn't, then I don't know if that's a sign that you should maybe find someone else that would be okay with it, or maybe you can explore different options. I don't know, but you definitely should bring it up, otherwise you're just going to be living this inauthentic life.
Now this is the point in the conversation where you make that ridiculous voice like you're in a smoky lounge in the 1950s laying across a piano and go, question number three,
honey. Are we done that question,
honey? No, please don't do that voice for the conversation.
Well, you just asked me to, so careful what you wish for.
I just did it, so you don't have to. That's basically what I was getting at.
Question?
No, I just did it.
Number three,
stop,
honey.
I'm going to take this one, okay?
Good
so
idea.
That you don't have to sing. This is the third question in the official Bear With Us podcast email box.
Mailbag episode.
It's not a bag. It's a box.
It's a bag.
I don't know if it was a box or a bag, okay? Eddie Vedder doesn't even know.
Anywho.
That was a Yellow Ledbetter joke. I know. Didn't land, but
over my head.
Well, someone listening to this will appreciate it. Question number three.
Honey.
Hey, Matt and Lee, I've been a huge fan for years now before the podcast, but I have a serious question. I feel like I'm scared to try and seek out a relationship because a few years ago, I had a guy basically drop me because I wouldn't sleep with him. I wasn't comfortable with it at the time, and he went on to another girl who would. I guess I'm just afraid of being hurt. Do you have any advice on how I could try to overcome that and get myself back into the dating scene?
Well, that guy, first of all.
No, she didn't. That was the problem.
See what you did there. I mean, I don't know how long you guys were talking before you got to this point, or if you were dating, if you had been on dates or not. But good for you for holding up your morals and your moral ground, and you didn't sleep with him. And I can appreciate that. And I admire that about you. So screw that guy for not, wanting to. Babe, stop.
How about forget that guy or to hell with that guy, not f him and screw him?
You know what I mean? Those are the only words in my vocabulary.
Well, great.
Like, how would you feel, babe, if it was the first few dates we're on and I didn't sleep with you? Well,
The first few
I
dates we were
didn't
on,
sleep
that was
with
all
you.
you did. We didn't even hang out. No, I'm kidding.
But if you were like, oh, if you don't, have sex with me, I'm done with you, I would be like, okay, bye. I wouldn't want to be with someone that's trying to pressure me to have sex with them.
If you're going to be in a relationship or you're pursuing any sort of relationship, sex is like a minor part of it.
Right.
Like, it can be a big, important
Right.
part, but it's like you have to like being around this person and spending time with them
And
and not
trust
doing it.
them, and
So,
have, yeah, a
if
connection.
that part of the connection isn't strong enough, I don't even think the sex is going to fix it.
No,
If it, I
and
mean, maybe in the short term.
you're asking how do you get back out there? You can't let this one instance scar you. I'm sure it was difficult for you to go through, but at the same time, this is one immature loser of a dude. There's so many more men out there, and you can, just test the waters, and you'll find someone that will accept you for you and isn't going to pressure you to do anything and wait for the right time. And that, to me, is the most important thing in a relationship. You have to have trust, and you have to do things when you feel comfortable, and don't ever do something for a man just because he's wanting you to do it. You have to be in it too.
Things are going to happen when you least expect them, when you're not looking for it. So just be you, worry about yourself, do your own thing, and sometime somebody's going to pop up and you're going to go, oh, wow, this is a cool thing that I wasn't expecting. And there won't be pressure and it won't make you uncomfortable. And you can just be you and they can be them. And if you guys can be yourselves with each other, that's a win.
Question number four, honey. First of all, the podcast is amazing, but the question I have is it okay to date a friend's ex?
Nope.
Never. Never
Ever.
is it okay. Never.
It is never, ever, ever acceptable.
Never okay. There's not even an instance where it's like, oh, but what about this? There's a gray area. No, don't do it. Absolutely not. It's against the girl code, it's against the guy code. And if you do it, or if someone did that to you, done forever. How can you ever trust someone that dates your ex? Like, that could not be your friend. I could never be friends with someone like that. Even though it's not like, oh, I still have feelings for my ex or anything like that. It's just a respect thing. Okay. This one, I really like this question. It hits me a little differently, I think. Is this question number five?
I don't know. You were supposed to keep track.
Question
It doesn't matter.
numero.
We don't need to number
Can you
things.
let me have my time here?
You've had plenty of time.
Question numero cinco. I was with my ex for 5 years. She had four kids, and we broke up about 3 years ago. The one thing that was really hurtful was leaving the little ones, especially the youngest, because I was in his life from the age of 2 to 7. It's been pretty hard to deal with still to this day, and he still tries to get in touch with me, but I don't know if I should write him back or not, especially since I'm in a new relationship.
You said it hit you
Yes.
differently.
It does hit me differently because you have children.
Correct.
I've never been with someone who had kids before. I don't have children of my own. And I think my biggest reservation about meeting your kids was, what if something happens to us? What if we don't stay together? What if you break up with me because I'm a big Broadway star or something? And then I'm not going to see your kids anymore. That worries me because it's been about a year now. See them regularly. I adore your children. And I don't know what I would do. It would be so weird if I just all of a sudden didn't see them anymore.
Right.
So I don't know what the protocol for that is. I don't know anyone, or there's no one in my life that has been in that situation where they've been with someone that has kids and then they break up. And do they still keep in touch with the kids? I don't know. I've never been around anyone who's been in that situation. So I don't know what the answer to that is. I wish I did. What is your take on it?
Being on the opposite side of that equation, I would say the fact that the one kid keeps reaching out to
Yeah.
attempt to contact you. In my opinion, and everybody varies differently, as a father, I think kids want any sort of regularity.
Yes.
And if they're trying to reach out to you It's because you resonated with them in some way. And at that age, I can speak from experience. Obviously, my kids are still young, and divorce is tough on kids. It's earth shattering for them. Yeah. So anything that you can provide them to sort of ease their minds, whether it just be an email or a conversation. And again, it's because he's reaching out to you.
Right.
I know it could be painful to not have access to those kids, but if it's a bad situation with their mom and it's an ugly scenario, then obviously there's times to steer clear. It goes on a case-by-case basis. I would just say I have been okay in the past with somebody that my ex dated and was around the kids, and the kids still had some contact with them after the fact, whether it be just a text message here and there or a present on a birthday. As a man and as a parent, there was no threat there. It didn't seem like it was anything that could negatively affect my kids. And if anything, it was just like seeing a friend you don't get to see very often.
Right.
And it may not be in the capacity that you wanted or that the kids wanted, but it is what it is. Life happens. So I don't know if I'm really giving you an answer.
No, that makes sense. And he asked something about, you know, especially now that I'm in a new relationship, I don't think it should be an issue with the new woman you're with, because it has nothing to do with your ex. It's the fact that you were attached to these kids. And,
right.
You know, you were obviously a big part of their life for so long. And I think if your new girlfriend has a problem with that, then that's kind of a shitty thing. Like, that's not respectful on her end, I don't think.
I definitely could see, again, how it could be difficult. You can speak to that better than I can, just because you were literally in that situation with, you know, inheriting children. But I think anybody who's been around kids as an adult in any sort of parental or caretaking role that develops a connection with kids will understand. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just because you and, you know, your ex don't get along doesn't mean the kids are any less important.
Right. So because, the kids and all of it are innocent. So they have no idea what, you know, the issues were between you and your ex or anything like that. But they just know, oh, I really like this man. He was nice to me. He was a part of my life. This kid was 2 and then he's 7 now. So that's like a big chunk of his early childhood. So, I mean, obviously you have to do what you feel is right. But like Matt said, if he's reaching out, you can't ignore him. You know, you should maybe, like Matt said, send an email. I mean, I don't know if this kid has an email, but send maybe a little phone call or something just to let him know you're okay and you care about him and you're thinking of him.
Right. Divorce is the worst possible thing that can happen to anybody. So to kind of ease a kid's mind for a little bit is of the highest importance. So,
and I feel like we should at some point dive into this subject.
We will.
And I know we're just kind of touching the surface right now, but I mean, we've gone through so much with Matt being divorced and the children and my role in their life, my role in all of this and how we're making it all work. So I definitely think that we could dive a lot deeper into that for another episode.
What else do we have?
Let's see.
I got one.
Okay.
This is from Alexander. He said, I'd love to get some advice on getting back in the dating game after 4 years out of it. Mainly, how do you go about meeting new people? Thanks in advance. Best regards. Well, Alex, first I would urge you to go back to the episode that dropped 2 weeks ago where Leah laid down some absolutely money pickup lines.
Oh my God. No, please don't ever, ever, ever try that.
Such as,
don't try that at home, kids.
You look bored. Can I chat you up?
It never gets old. Why would I ever say that?
I
don't ever say that. What was this guy's name?
Alex.
Al, don't say that, okay? Save yourself some trouble. Man, getting back in the dating game, it's hard. I mean, well, you didn't really like,
I didn't really
date.
Get into it.
Yeah.
No, I went straight from one to the next.
Yeah, I will say that my first time being really single was, about 2 years ago. It was the end of 2017. So yeah, and that was my first time ever being single. I had been in relationships. I'm a habitual relationship girl. And I was in a relationship from when I was 16, broke up with that guy when I was 21, went right into another relationship, broke up with him. Like, 3 straight relationships that were all about 5 years. Man, to be single as an adult and as a, like, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. And it's hard. It's hard to meet people. I thought, like, oh, this is going to be fun. Go to bars. Like, I don't know. I just thought maybe it would just happen. And it didn't. It's so weird. I would go out with my sister, and if a guy tried to like talk to me, I would be like, ew, don't talk to me. Like, I don't know if you're a serial killer or what your deal is. So I don't envy single people. I really don't. It's hard. How do you find a partner?
Historically speaking, I would say I've never tried. I've never gone out with the intention
sure.
of ending up in a long-term relationship.
Right.
They all just sort of happened by accident or happenstance over
okay,
time,
Johnny
slowly.
Johnny Casanova?
No, I'm not saying that. It's not because I have some smooth game that I'm playing. It's just I never was kind of like, oh, I really need to go to the bar or out with my friends
yeah.
to go meet a girl that I can date and fall in love with.
Yeah.
It's never been the case. It's always been, you know, someone I've worked with or someone that I spent time around for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then it
kind of
becomes, oh, hey, maybe we should hang out. And
yeah.
then it kind of one thing leads to the next. But it's never been a plot or a plan or a conscious effort that I made to meet someone.
And I think sometimes when you're really trying to look for it, it's not going to happen. So it's just kind of focus on yourself, focus on work, find a hobby, find something you like to do. And maybe whether you join a club or, I mean, right now, obviously, it's different because of
what kind of
quarantine.
Clubs?
Like maybe you like sewing.
A lot of babes at sewing class?
Well, maybe if that's what they're into.
I don't know.
Or a
I'm
crochet
asking
club or a kayak club or a canoe club or a...
I've never belonged to a club in my life.
Okay, well... You don't need to, but
oh,
maybe
I'm just
Alex
asking.
Says,
I'm asking for your information. I'm not making fun of you. I've never
I'm
belonged to
I'm thinking about
a...
joining a club right now, not to meet people, but because I'm so damn bored. I'm not working, and when you're on the road and I'm sitting at home doing nothing, I'm like, what else can I do with my... I've been reading books. I've been, you know, going for walks, riding my bike, taking the dog to the park, but what else can I do? Maybe I'll join a club. I don't know. So maybe try joining a club, Alex. I don't know if they do clubs right now during quarantine, but maybe they do. Is this going to be like the pickup line thing?
This might be like the pickup line.
Damn it. People
How do
go
I...
to clubs.
Yeah,
like not like
nightclubs.
A nightclub, but a club, like a bowling club, a league maybe. Can people bowl right now? I don't know if Alex likes bowling. I don't know him. But if he does, maybe he'll... This is what I get for trying to give advice.
Join a club. I'm looking to fall in love and get back in the dating scene. Join a club. What kind of club? I don't know. Just any club. There are clubs for everything. Knitting club. If you're searching for an 84-year-old divorcee or widow, that's your spot.
Okay, but you know what? You're making fun of me, but people are in clubs, okay?
I simply asked you to...
Or a group, or, I don't know, they have Facebook groups for things. Maybe if you go on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, Alex, I don't know, go on Facebook and find something that you... This is why... Oh my God, okay.
You brought this
not...
on yourself.
I'm not a professional, okay? I don't like to be single. I don't like to date. So go find a fucking girlfriend or...
Or what?
You're going to be alone forever, okay?
I think that's what they're worried about. That's why he asked.
Well, he should be worried. Alex, you should be fucking scared, okay? You're going to be alone and you're going to be in your home by yourself with all of your cats and have no one. And I feel bad for you. If you joined a club, you wouldn't be alone. Get a fucking hobby. I don't know. I
wow.
don't know.
Way to just be a villain to our
no. I love you, Alex. No,
family.
I really don't know. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. I'm being transparent here.
Well, I'm glad we picked that question to read on the air because you didn't have an answer for it, but it did. It
I did, but my answers weren't good enough for you.
It was a fruitful email. We now know that Leah is a club aficionado.
Right. Maybe I will start a club for clubs, club finding. Seeking a club you like, join my club.
A club for people who don't have clubs.
This is the worst episode in history.
It probably is.
It is.
I got one more.
Oh my God, I can't answer any more questions.
Well, too bad. There's one more. This is from Owen in Belfast, Northern Ireland. We've got fans in Northern Ireland, which is tremendous.
We have fans everywhere.
He said he loves the show. It's funny and informative. He also loves your singing, Leah, and claims you have a lovely voice.
See?
I feel like
thank you, Owen.
There's a hint of sarcasm. There's an undertone in
this
email.
In an email? You can't sense that in
I
an
can't.
Email.
It's
all of a sudden, you're a bloodhound.
I'm not looking for bodies. I'm finding sarcasm. Anyway, he said he's 39 years old, he's never been on a date, and he's got a litany of medical conditions. Do you think any woman would go out with me?
Aww, that's awful.
It's not awful.
No, but it's awful that he's even questioning that.
I agree. Because
of course a woman will go out with you.
Yeah, I think back to what we were saying before is you can't have any expectations. Don't limit yourself. Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, just because you have some medical conditions doesn't mean that you're not an amazing person.
Right. Find somebody that you dig hanging out with, talking to, even if it's something online or long distance where you just connect. Because that's what people want is the connection. The feeling that like somebody's there for them. Yes, the physical aspects of a relationship are awesome. However, it's not the be-all, end-all. You may find somebody who's really into you and you guys share a lot of common interests, but, you know, because of, I don't know if your conditions are prohibiting you from physical things or it's just a fear that you have. Make the connection first. Everything else will fall into place.
And just be yourself, because obviously you have a great sense of music if you think you have a great voice. So just be yourself, and all you can ever do is, you know, put your best self out there, and the girl for you, she will be into you for who you are and not the fact that you have a medical condition or the fact that you haven't been on a date. Who cares? Dates are overrated anyway. Online dating isn't a bad idea.
Wherever you find it, just know that that's what's important is the connection first. And just ask. If you want to go on a date, it's really not as painful and terrifying as we all build it up to be in our heads. To me, women are like bears in the wild. They're more afraid of you than you are of them.
And also, don't be afraid to put yourself...
You just completely ignored
my... I have a thought I want to tell him.
Oh, okay.
Don't be afraid to put yourself out there, and don't be afraid of rejection. If you ask a girl out, or if you, you know, you're interested in someone and they're not interested, okay, that's fine. Find someone else. There's always going to be someone else. Don't be, you know, offended or let down or feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to find anyone now. Who cares? Move on. That's it. Don't let it get to you and don't let it bring you down.
So, yes, to answer your question, Owen, I'm sure women, many women would consider going out with you. It's just getting over your fear and have a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, put yourself out there, man, and I guarantee you'll find a little chicky for yourself.
And this is something that I just thought of as we were wrapping up that answer. Don't let your conditions or issues that you have in your life define you. I notice that a lot, particularly on social media, when you look at somebody's profile. The first thing that they'll say about themselves is, I have this condition or I have this disease. And it's like, okay, that doesn't define anybody.
Right.
That's something that you deal with. It's part of you. I mean, maybe it's a huge part of your life. But Owen, in particular, you sent this email with a valid enough question, but then you listed a whole bunch of things that are wrong with you. How about what's right with you,
man?
Like, what are you into?
What
do you do well? What do you enjoy? You're going to get a lot more people that want to connect with you over any number of things if you're not so focused on your own issues or shortcomings or insecurities. And we all have them.
Yeah.
But to lead with a conversation, particularly with a potential partner, man or woman, if you say, hey, I'm Matt, and instead of talking about what I do well or putting my best foot forward, I'm like, oh, I do this wrong, and I suck at this, and I snore, and you throw that all out there, and you're fighting an uphill battle. So maybe just focus on the good, because you've definitely got something in you. Whatever that is, I don't know you, but I'm sure you've got something that makes you happy, that you know a lot about, or that you really enjoy.
Yeah, things you're passionate about.
Put that forward, and that's for anybody. Like, that to me, I don't know why, that's always kind of... It irks me, not because people have problems, but because that's what they are showing to
and
the world
putting
first
out there
thing.
First, yeah.
It's like, oh, I have irritable bowel syndrome. Like, okay, a lot of people do. That's not, you know what I mean? I don't want to have...
Hi,
like
my name's Matt and I have IBS.
I don't, actually, but I was using it because for some reason that was the first.
Yeah.
So yes, Owen, to answer your question, there's somebody out there for you. Just got to figure out how to go about it. Don't be any rush. It will happen when
also,
you
also, if there's any other listeners...
You just fucking stop talking. So I picked up the slack to give the final answer, and then you just decided in the middle of it to talk again.
I remembered what I wanted
Good
to say.
Lord, man.
If there's anyone listening to this podcast...
No one's listening at this
Northern
point.
...Northern Ireland, and you want to get to know Owen, I mean, maybe we can bring them together.
That would be an awesome love connection.
Could you imagine?
That's a great idea. I don't know if it was worth interrupting my thought, my moment of zen.
I mean, I think if it gives Owen love, then it's worth it.
Okay, valid. I agree. Good luck, Owen. Keep your head up. We're with you. And finally, and I'm only adding this one to the list because it just came in as we are doing this recording. This is from Jose. Didn't have a question. Just wanted to drop a little knowledge on us. Hey, Matt and Leah, love the podcast, but have to correct you. Blue is a female dog, not a male. Sincerely, Jose.
Are you serious?
I feel like I've heard that.
I feel like my entire childhood has been a lie.
Well, it has.
Blue is a girl?
Yeah. Thank you, Jose, for...
No way, Jose. I don't want to believe it.
Well, believe it.
So then Magento is just her friend.
Okay, we're not going to get into the whole Blue's Clues universe because we don't have time for this week. So thanks for sticking with us. Now it's up to you. BearWithUsPod@gmail.com. Refill ye old mailbag.
Yeah, we need the bag full.
So that we can solve whatever ails you, or at least, you know, backhandedly make fun of you like Leah does and tell you that you suck.
No, but no one sucks. Everyone's great. I suck. I am not great. Because my brain is not working today.
Sorry.
And I apologize. But bear with us.
Goodbye forever. A lot of babes at sewing class?